We're here with Coach Andrea Dabney from the Milan Boys. Your two dream team nominations were Ryan Dabney and Hunter Shaw. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the seasons they had?
Well, they're kind of our 1-2 punch. They've kind of done that for the last couple years, and each of them steps up on different occasions. Hunter's the top side of our defense, and Ryan's kind of our back side of our defense, and which has allowed for us to have a lot of team success.
Yeah, so obviously being two seniors, how big was it having two seniors as leaders in the locker room and on the court?
They're both great kids as far as leadership goes, and they both lead by example. They're not real vocal guys, but they do a good job of just leading by example and setting that expectation for our younger players. You know, they kind of just show them how hard you have to go, and, you know, they don't let up on the younger guys, which is going to make us better in the long run as well. So I can't say enough about the types of kids they are in the classroom, too, and all over school, they're like our tech interns as well, so they're always helping teachers with stuff like that. And when they walk through the hallways, the younger kids just gravitate towards them. So being such a successful season, it's been a lot of fun for these guys, and they've embraced that role and done a good job all through the school.
Yeah, and both of them had pretty successful seasons statistically-wise. Ryan averaged 14 points per game and almost 10 rebounds a game, and Hunter averaged 16 points a game. Did they outperform your expectations coming into the year?
Well, we knew that they were going to be the guys that we were going to rely on quite a bit. They're the guys that we've relied on for the last couple years, and I would say that each of them worked to make themselves a little bit better. As far as, like, Hunter's primarily been a perimeter player, and this year he's worked to get to the rim a little bit more. He's worked on his post game a little bit, which has made him a little multidimensional. And then on the flip side, Ryan's always been the guy inside for us, and he developed quite a bit in the off season to work on a perimeter game as well, which really helped because then we can exploit whatever matchups we have with those two guys, and it allows for the rest of our guys to be successful as well when teams are keying on those two.
Yeah, and both players being seniors, obviously their time with the program is over. Do you know about future plans for each of the guys, whether that be through sports or higher education?
Well, Ryan is going to go on and play football at Truman State. That's kind of always been his first love. And Hunter's kind of up in the air right now. I know he's really considering NCMC to play some basketball, but I have no doubt that Hunter's going to land somewhere, and he's going to make somebody pretty happy because he's a pretty dynamic athlete who I feel is going to continue to get better in the future. So he will definitely make some program better.
Yeah, sounds like two players who had solid seasons and a good future ahead of them. Once again, this was Coach Andrea Dabney from the Milan Boys team. Your two dream team nominations were Ryan Dabney and Hunter Shaw.